Hello, this is Dr. Tim Hagen with another Nature's Remedies. Today's topic is probiotics. Yes, you heard that right, probiotics. And in some ways, it is the opposite of the much more familiar antibiotics. Now, everyone knows antibiotics are a great benefit if you're suffering from an infection because these drugs destroy bacteria. But did you know there are good bacteria as well as bad bacteria? Some antibiotics are even classified as broad spectrum because they take care of a greater variety of bacteria. What I'm getting at is the good bacteria can be destroyed along with the bad bacteria when you take antibiotics. This is not to say one should avoid antibiotic therapy altogether, but rather make sure you and your doctor really think a given course of treatment with these drugs is truly necessary. This probiotic concept is not new. Remember those yogurt commercials where the old world villagers were dutifully eating their yogurt for the camera? The message was, of course, some of the yogurt eaters were over 100 years of age, and there was something about yogurt that made it a health food. Nowadays, right on the label, the customer is told live acidophilus cultures have been added to the yogurt. That is a probiotic bacteria. In the old days, these cultured foods included sauerkraut and pickles. It was a natural fermentation process that not only preserved the food before refrigeration, but greatly aided digestion. Today we have probiotic supplement pills that carry the billions of good bacteria sometimes necessary to reintroduce back into our systems. Did you know we have a greater number of good bacteria in our intestines than we do cells on our whole bodies? Although most pickles and sauerkraut are not made the good old-fashioned way, you can now find some naturally fermented foods in the refrigerator section of health food stores. Well, this has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week.